Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, August 13th. Banard 68 is one of the darkest objects in our section of the galaxy. It's a small cloud that absorbs the light of the stars behind it, so it looks like a dark hole in the Milky Way. Before long, though, that void may shine with the warmth of newly forming stars. Banard 68 is a Bach globule, a small dark sphere of gas and dust. It's about 500 light-years away, half a light-year wide, and about three times the mass of the Sun. It's part of a complex of dark clouds that stands in front of the glowing band of the Milky Way. Banard 68 is so dark because it's quite cold. Temperatures at its center are close to absolute zero, but that may be about to change. The globule has been stable for millions of years, but there's evidence that it's recently been hit by a cosmic bullet, a smaller clump of gas and dust. That appears to be causing Banard 68 to collapse. As it collapses, the cloud will get denser and hotter, and perhaps split into several smaller clumps. Within a few hundred thousand years, the clumps could be well on their way to becoming new stars, glowing balls of gas born from a dark hole in the Milky Way. Banard 68 is in Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, which is in the southern sky at nightfall. The Milky Way runs through a corner of the constellation. Several clouds darken the Milky Way, birthplaces of future stars. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.